Check, check. Checkity check.
I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm all right. By the hero's end.
Okay, hello, hello. Okay, that's a good level.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason.
And, I'm Luna.
Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Luna.
Podcast about dogs for cats.
I don't know about this. That was like improv.
Yeah. This setup feels a little weird, doesn't it?
Feels a little weird? Do you like watching the sound waves we're producing?
I do like that.
We're sitting in front of the computer, listeners. We're in Grass Valley, live from the couch.
Live from this little burg.
What?
Live from this little,
little bungalow.
Yeah, this little, town full of pajama wearing.
Wearing my sauna right now. I recently had a, sauna built.
Cut all this out.
In my house. We are recording a jaywalking minisode.
Listeners, this is going to be a short minisode to keep you up to date while Walker finishes editing the amazing two-part year-long anniversary.
Wait, did you just say two-part?
Yeah.
Year-long anniversary? Yes, that's right, listeners.
Yeah, that's right, number one. Number two,
first thing, listeners. Last thing.
Last thing, first thing, please write in and admonish Walker for taking so long in the editing.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, write in and, write in.
Right in. We haven't heard from you guys in a while, but that might be because we've neglected you. Now, some of you may know, and most of you do not, but on, I believe, November 8th of 2010 is when the first episode of Jaywalking went online.
Right.
And went live, and we went viral. And, and the rest is history. But on November 8th, ish of this year, I was in Oakland visiting with my wife, and me and Jason sat down at his kitchen or his dining room table, and we recorded a fat live 1 year anniversary 2-part episode.
It's pretty amazing.
It's great. Why don't we hit him with some of the topics covered?
Highlights. I thought, you know what we should do sometime is
tease it though.
We should sometime have a teaser montage, which is like. We should also use the music from the opening of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's
do it this time.
Well, if we do that this time, though, this will take longer to edit.
Yeah, that's
cool. Oh, but we could just throw it behind what we're saying here.
Yeah, or we could just say, listeners, just imagine that you're hearing.
We're going to go ahead and I'll throw it in.
Hearing a bunch of quick cuts.
Okay. Things, topics covered in this two-parter. Feminism, colon, what is it?
Yeah. Porn stars, colon.
Oh, yeah. We do talk, how are they in their personal sexual
life? Right. Wiener size, colon, how much, what about it?
What is that? Yeah, also, there's a study, we get all into it.
It's very scientific.
Freaky Friday switch-up, my consciousness and Jason, Jason's consciousness and my body.
A la the change-up.
Yeah, Jason is really mainly, during the conversation, wants to focus on the aspect of, like, how I work out my sex life.
No, it's more like how we would deal with this.
Right. Because I'd have to deal with all the strange suddenly being thrown my way.
Right.
Anyway. So those are some topics covered.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty amazing, though.
It's great. So, but as you know, it usually takes about 6 weeks for me to edit a normal one-parter episode. I'm unusually busy lately, listeners, and this one being a two-parter could take anywhere from 12 to 52 weeks.
Right.
But we wanted to tease it.
We want to just update you on our status, and I wanted to say real quickly that the reason I'm in Grass Valley is because that Walker invited me up to coincide with Ira Glass talking at the Grass Valley Veterans Center, which we went to last night, and it was amazing. And then we went out and got, like, blitzed rock star style. Me and Dot ate a bag of strange meat that was sold to us by a guy at the bar.
I did a meat deal outside the bar. This gentleman with a... Dot Body was a woman because he had long, flowing silver hair and his coat...
Like a murderer's jacket.
He had, like, a leather pat... Like, there was, like, a leather part of his jacket.
Wharf jacket.
And Dot thought that that was... she thought I was talking to a woman who was wearing, like, a low-cut jacket. Did not realize that part of it was... leather, and that it was a bearded, broad-shouldered old man. But talked me into buying some of his jerky.
Yeah, beef jerky in a baggie.
In a baggie, $5.
$5 we bought from a strange man. And then me and Dot made fun of it, but then ate the entire baggie.
Yeah, they mocked me mercilessly. I had two pieces. I was like, man, this ain't that good. They ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
We also, you guys were really disturbed that... He had not slaughtered his own cows. He bought the meat from Costco.
It was like disgusting meat.
Of course, you all recognize the beautiful voice of the lady herself, Dot. Just a quick cameo, Jaywalking Minisode cameo.
Right. Well, anyway, then we came home, and I'm going to tell this. You can cut it out if Dot can't send it on there. But the best part of the night was we all came home obliterated. I was spinning really hard as I threw up in the as I threw up right before I went to sleep.
Once again, I'm the only one who can handle my alcohol.
Okay, I wouldn't say once again or anything like that. But while I was throwing up, that Walker.
Well, I just went to bed.
This is what it should be. It's like Walker pays no heed to the person he's hosting, goes immediately to bed, doesn't notice that his wife doesn't show up for a while. His wife makes a bed for me on the couch, which I stagger to after throwing up, and then for some reason, Dot curls up in Luna's dog bed.
It's the saddest thing.
I don't
that she wakes up at 7 a.m. freezing,
in a dog
and
bed.
The dog giving her an accusing look. Just staring silently at him. But I mean, also Walker should have noticed, like, at some point, like, oh, I have the whole bed to myself for no reason.
Well, it was sad when she came in and goes, I slept in the dog bed. I was like, why? Honey, why did you sleep in the dog bed?
She doesn't know. Nobody knows. But anyway, bottom line is...
It was a great night.
We had an NPR rock star night.
Oh, it was awesome.
Ira was amazing. The bar was amazing. That beef jerky was great.
And you might be able to expect,
Dot's
probably not, but you might be able to expect more cohesion from Jaywalking because
right.
He did, Ira Glass basically gave on a talk about story structure.
Right.
Basically.
And we can take advantage of that knowledge that we have now.
Yeah. And also if you have any like alternative story structure styles that you would like us to start using.
Yeah.
Like if you maybe we should do an episode
I think
where
we
should
go
backwards.
I think we should do the music too, like he like use the music in the way that he uses it to make it sound more.
The one thing Jason didn't care for in Ira's talk was he used an iPad throughout to play segments and music and things like that, and Jason didn't care for he thought he threw a little bit of theatrics into his hand gestures as he used the
I did, but he did go overboard at the end. So anytime he would cue something up, and when he would go to press play on it, which requires just moving your finger a millimeter, he with a conductor's flourish.
Anyone text me?
Cued it up and threw his hand back in a crazy what do you call it? Theatrical manner. Anyway, then today we went out, got some breakfast, did some thrifting, went to the rock shop. Which is the store that actually sells rocks.
With its sad history.
Each of them is labeled with its magic power. And
each rock has a magic power?
And they're all different.
What was the magic power of Fool's Gold? Do you remember?
I don't know. Prudent Investments?
Listeners, that's something I'd like to crowdsource too. Jason brought up an interesting point about, it's like, why is Fool's Gold, why is it Fool's Gold? Like... Right. Why can't it just also be gold or a different kind, right? Like,
right.
It's arbitrary. Listeners, why is gold the standard? Get back on the gold standard. is what I'm saying. Ron Paul.
Right, Ron Paul 2010.
Hey, man, he's running.
Jaywalking is endorsing Ron Paul as a candidate.
You know what? I will not endorse Ron Paul because I will not endorse anyone who is going to run for president, but I do like, I watched some of those debates, and he's the only one who has anything to say about anything.
That's for sure.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Remember Kane recently just
oh my God.
His
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Listeners, don't fret. Also,
we're
projects.
Okay. We're okay.
Any projects? Because I've got a great new project called Crunk Muffin.
Okay.
Jason's a fan.
I think it's okay.
He thinks it's okay.
Well,
he thinks it's getting in the way of editing.
I think that, number one, is getting in the way of editing. And two, I was telling this to Dot earlier that this is going to be a harsh, not harsh.
Oh, no.
Me and Dot were kind of
harsh
giggly today, and we were being real, shitheads to Walker basically all morning.
Yeah, it was like gang up on Walker day.
Yeah, but when he was talking about Krung Muffin, which I do like, but...
Just to quickly interject, it's my new musical project, all songs made on the iPhone.
All
the they're mostly just
the
loops. They're not really complete songs.
And he kind of sings over them. And it is good.
Some of them.
But I was just saying that, like, how far has Walker fallen that he used to have 3 or 4 different projects going on in the Bay Area where full bands would learn and practice and play his songs and perform, and he was the leader of a band. I'm like, now he's dinking around on a phone, and he's getting real excited about his new project is just bleeps and bloops coming out of the little phone. You know? He used to be a band leader, ladies and gentlemen. He was one of the best best contemporary songwriters, right up there with your Jay Rimlers and your Tommy Yellens.
Wow.
And,
high praise.
And now he's plunking out little pecan beats on a goddamn phone. You know?
Well,
ridiculous.
Okay.
How the mighty have fallen.
Let me counter with...
It's backhand praise, is what I'm saying.
Do you not consider Blur? Or do you not consider the Gorillaz to be on the same level as, like, Blur?
No, they are on the same level as Blur.
Well,
they do play,
this is my Gorillaz.
None of the Gorillaz... Hits,
I've got Mos Def on a track.
Yeah.
I've got fucking Deltron on a track.
There's so many instruments on all those tracks, too.
I've got
like
De La Soul.
Like, I don't know what a nonsense. Do you like the Gorillaz? Yeah.
Then
well,
like,
they wrote their whole thing on
Krunk
phone,
Muffin.
Too. Yeah, exactly. You like the Gorillaz. You love Krunk Muffin. They also wrote it on the phone.
If you like the Gorillaz, minus the catchy melodies and the featured rap stars, then you are going to love Krunk Muffin.
Right.
No, it's really just their sketches. But you're also remembering history a little exaggeratedly.
We were also saying that, you know, there's hundreds of songs in the Walker Bowl that haven't been recorded up to snuff with good mics or studios or the orchestration that he would ultimately want. And in my mind, they're just being abandoned or foregone or certainly obscured by the fact that now you just... have a phone in your pocket.
Well, that's why it's Krunk Muffin.
You got a phone, you're out
that's
of control.
That's why I called it.
You're out of control. You talk down about Angry Birds, but then you're like, blip, blop, bloop.
Well, listeners, if you're Facebook friends with me, I've posted 5 of these songs. If not, you can, I think my SoundCloud address is soundcloud.com/JF Walker, I believe.
I remember hearing him work on songs. I could hear a song occasionally that Walker would have written from, you know, the sketch era, the sketch phase, to the flesh out phase, to the adding other musicians, the lyrics getting manipulated, everything going from
Jason
start to
had
finish.
The rare delight of being a part of my whole process.
Amazing, amazing process, and now he's shitting out 5 songs in a week on his
own.
And
then
I get real excited about it. Oh, I got 5 more songs I blipped out of my bloop box.
Well, listeners,
between,
I don't know why Jason thinks plowing. I don't know why Jason thinks that I'm like given up traditional. I still play guitar and write fucking songs. Oh yeah, should we talk about that?
Well, I don't know.
Listeners, I realized I'm lactose intolerant. And let me tell you this, I didn't have any accidents. We'll keep it clean. No accidents were part of this realization, but a couple goddamn close calls were.
Close calls were part of it.
Close
and
calls.
Also,
in the car.
Here's another public service announcement.
Wondering if this is
going to
be the time. Yes, okay.
Public
listeners,
service.
Listen up, because I've learned a few things about
myself.
One's bowels. Fistful of Vicodin, constipation. Mouthful of cheese and milk. You
yeah,
just might shit yourself, so be careful. It's a fragile balance.
Yeah. It's a nickel's worth of free advice.
Oh, man, dude. What's up with you? You want to plug anything?
This has been Biological Issues with Walker. What do you want to call
that feature?
It's a segment where you give tips about biology.
Walker's
tips.
Body.
Yeah, I like that.
Next week on Walker's Body.
Wiener size.
Yeah, wiener size. No, you actually, good tie-in for our... And by the way, you might be thinking to yourself, God, did someone just say my name?
Yeah.
Hey!
Who's it?
A white kitty? Oh, your guy's cat? No, man, I'm sorry. I'll take a look.
They're like crazy about their cats.
Listeners, some insane people have come into the yard and they're demanding to know if their cat.
No problem. Sorry about that. Here's a deposit.
No.
Oh, great. All right. So, what did you guys talk about?
About you?
Listeners, there was just a brief drama, and this is the kind of thing that happens in Grass Valley. Sometimes your neighbor says, hey, I think my cat got out. And, you know, this isn't the big city where you don't know your neighbor's names. You know, you get right in there. You lend a helping hand. I'm out of breath.
This is Walker's,
did you guys find
Walker's,
it?
I did a quick jog around the yard.
Walker's winded from moving up and down his steps.
My heavy smoker.
Walker's body. This week's
Walker's body. This week's body. Fucked.
Oh, yeah. That should be a callback to the first ep. How is Mito and Pot going with quitting smoking?
Still taking the Mito and Pot.
Okay.
But still also smoking.
Just added them to the mix.
This sort of was like, you know what? These work just as well with cigarettes as without.
Okay. But anyway, hopefully this minisode will have tidied you
up.
Dude,
I'm almost thinking no edits on this one. No edits.
I started putting the quiz together for the... We're going to start putting the stuff on the blog that we promised people, and I started putting the quiz together for are you a draft DB or are you a wombat?
Oh, wait. Also this, isn't the ref noise?
The ref noise is complete.
Ref noise complete. So yeah. You can look forward to hearing the long-awaited... Ref noise.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to us just say it.
Why don't you give them a sample, though, of what it sort of sounds like? Just like your best imitation.
You know, you do it.
I only heard it a couple times. You're the one who was tinkering in the lab.
Ref!
Oh, wow.
Something like that?
Sure. Well, should we do our sign-off? It's almost 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks everybody for listening to this mini-sode. Stay tuned. We're going to hit you with a bunch of material soon.
Check out Pine Muffin.
Actually, we're going to hit you with a bunch of material that will help, if you're anything like us, you know, the holidays are a super stressful time because of fucking families are awful. Right? Siblings are great. Families are awful. Sometimes siblings are awful. Bottom line is the holidays are a stressful time, period, for everyone.
Mm.
And I think I might have said this in one of the very early podcasts, but we are providing content. One of the things that we hope that all this content over the holidays does is give you a little bit of respite from your fucking family.
Just pop in the earbuds.
Yeah. Escape.
Or.
Know. Get away.
Or sit down, put it on your, if you got your phone, if you got a dock, a speaker dock for your phone.
Oh, you've
during done it. Christmas dinner, while Grandpa Fuckface is carving the ham.
Yeah.
Just put on a little jaywalk.
So that you don't, instead of having to quietly... You know,
the tinkering.
Yeah, the quiet, the clinking of silverware or the silently biting your fury down with another racist joke once across the table. Whatever happens in your family.
Or just the silent...
That doesn't happen in any of our families, but you know how it is. Got to suppress your opinions about everything.
Or the silent rage of their disappointment in you.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
Yeah.
Just throw on a little jaywalking.
Yeah.
I recommend... do you think our dirtiest episode? Nubbies, maybe? Episode 2?
Yeah, actually.
I think that one gets pretty filthy. I think you should throw on episode 2,
sure.
Nubbies. I think that features, if I'm not mistaken, the first wood pit.
Yeah.
A
lot of saucy stuff.
A lot of male sexuality in that one.
Frankly discussed.
Analyzed, discussed, concluded.
Yeah. Best analysis anywhere on the web, right here.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
And remember, if you're not jaywalking...
You're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion.
See you soon with a two-parter.
Whenever you're ready.